Welcome back to our lessons on the book of Revelation. I'm still in chapter 1. I hope that you have your Bible open. If you do, turn to chapter 1 and I'll read part of verse 4. John is writing a letter to the seven churches and he begins it with a salutation. He says, "Grace be unto you from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne." In chapter 1, John wrote about seven spirits, seven golden candlesticks, seven stars. In verse 20, God reveals to him the mystery of the seven candlesticks and the mystery of the seven stars that he had in his right hand. He said the seven golden candlesticks are the seven churches, and the seven stars are the seven angels of the seven churches. But he didn't identify the seven spirits. I turned over to Revelation's the 4th chapter in verse 5. And it reads like this: "Out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God." And then I turn over to Revelation's the 5th chapter, verse 5, and I read this: "I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth." So now we know the mystery of the seven spirits as recorded in chapter 1 in verse 4. Now that the mystery of the seven candlesticks, the seven stars, and the seven spirits have been cleared up, let's go to chapter 2. Let's start in verse 1. "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write." I'd like to stop here after this word "write" and say that I have read in commentaries that John probably did not write this letter or any of these things while he was on the island. They said that he probably did not have the materials to write with, the parchments or the pens, but John had friends. And I'm sure that when John went to that island, he took some supplies with him, friends no doubt that brought him even more supplies. We know that when John heard the voices of the seven thunders, that he began to write, and God told him, "Don't write this." So we know now that John saw things and heard things that he didn't write to us. John was privy to information that you and I will never know about. Well, maybe one day when we get to heaven, we may. But God did not want John to reveal the contents of what the seven thunders said. "The secret things belongeth unto the Lord, but those things that are revealed are to us forever, that we may keep his law." God trusted John. John had learned to trust God, and God knew that he could trust John. John never wrote a 6th book that we know of. He could have. He could have wrote another book entitled "The Book of Revelation, Expanded Edition." He could have included his interpretation of this book, and he could have added all of those things that he heard that the seven thunders reveal. But no, John kept them as the mother of Jesus did and pondered them in his heart. Let's get back to the letter to the church at Ephesus. God was dictating this letter, and he told John to write, "I know your works and your labor and your patience, and how that you cannot bear them which are evil, and you have tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and has found them liars, and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sakes has labored and not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because you have left your first love." In verse 2, we find that God said, "I know your love, I know your labor, and your patience." In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, in verse 3, Paul wrote to those people and says, "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith, and your labor of love, and your patience of hope." But sad to say, when Jesus spoke to the church at Ephesus, he didn't mention their labor of love or their patience of hope, because they had left their first love. When you leave your first love, you have labor, but not the labor of love. You have patience, and you didn't give up, but it was not the patience of hope. You worked on because of his sake. You waited with no hope because you lost your first love. And then God said, "Remember from where you have fallen and repent and do your first works, or else I will come unto you quickly and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent." And then God tells them, "But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate." Who the Nicolaitans was cannot be determined with certainty. The name Nicholas, it's a common belief, may have been intended. The doctrines of Nicholas and the doctrines of Balaam and the doctrines of Jezebel seem to have much in common. God hated them all. He said, "But you hate those, I hate those. You've got this much in your favor. All you need to do now is repent. Did you know that during my life, I have found the cure for my wrongdoings in that one thing, repent? I have also discovered that when I hate only the things that God hates, and love only the things that God loves, I'm in a pretty good relationship with my Heavenly Father." I would challenge you that from this day forth, never hate anything except that which God hates, and never love anything except that which God would love. If you will continue on this path, you will reap your rewards.